You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Albert Pujols signs with the Dodgers, Jared Kelnick gets the call-up we've been waiting for, and the Astros are back to old-school Astros baseball. I'm Shane Mohan, joined by my co-host Avery Redd. Let's get into the numbers.
What is up? Weekly recap. What's up, guys? So we got a lot of good shit happening this week. As we said in the title, Pujols signs with the Dodgers. I did not expect that at all.
I was thinking of reuniting with the Cardinals, but we did not get that.
Well, I thought he wanted to go somewhere he's going to play every day, and that's definitely not the Dodgers, but he'll probably get a lot of pinch-hitting opportunities and a chance to win a World Series. So,
what team is going to let him play every day, bro?
I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't even know. Maybe Baltimore. Exactly.
I think he would have been perfect for a bench bat in Philly, dude. And that's not no bias, like, oh, we want the best players that are available. Like, we need a righty off the bench right now, and he would have been perfect to fill that hole.
Yeah, he would have been a good bench bat for anybody, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be passing A-Rod in homers. So,
how many does he have?
667? 664?
Yeah, something like that.
Check it out real quick. He has 667.
Yeah, 667. A-Rod has 696, so I doubt it. I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think he's hitting 29 this year. I could see him getting maybe 20.
Maybe. I don't even think that much, though.
But he's confirmed that this is his last season, correct?
I don't know, honestly, did he?
I thought I heard that before the season came around. I'd like to see him pass A-Rod. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
How about the boys over in Seattle, though?
Before we get into Kelnick and Gilbert in Seattle, I want you guys to listen to this ad real quick. Check it out, MLB The Show players. You guys are going to want to hear this. We love MLB The Show over here. If you're sick of grinding all the missions, the player of the month, the top now, the moments, the conquest maps, the showdowns, go over to Instagram, DM MLBTheShow.info to grind on your account for a very cheap price. He grinds fast, and he'll do it for cheap. I've used his service in the past. I can guarantee you it is 100% legit. He is for real. Don't forget to use our code Numbers when checking out with him in the DMs for 10% off your order of any price. That's MLBTheShow.info on Instagram. Link to his page will be in the description. Thanks, guys.
But Kelnick gets the call to the show and Logan Gilbert. But Kelnick has been, I think he went 0 for 4 two nights in a row. But that one night he went 3 for 4 with a homer and two doubles. Gilbert got rocked.
He also got robbed of his first hit and his first at bat in the debut. That leap into the stands catch.
Well, technically it would have been a foul ball, but.
Oh, right.
0 for 5 in his last, or 0 for 10 in his last two games. 0 for 10.
It's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. The 3 for 4 is nice, though. It kind of, in a way, I feel it cancels it out because, yeah. I mean, how old is he? 22?
21. Sounds about. Let me bring his thing back up. He is 21.
21. You come up there 21 and you go 3-for-4 with a nuke in your first week. I mean, that right there is a pat on the back.
Jack,
I don't
game.
Care if he goes 0-for-10.
Yeah. Well, power rankings.
You want to start us off, pal?
Yeah, I gotcha. Let's see. Red Sox, number 1. A's, number 2. Giants, 3. Astros, 4. White Sox, 5. Cardinals, 6. 7, Padres. Dodgers, 8.
Wow.
What?
Padres at 7.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Right. They've been on a tear.
I have them at 3, but go
on. Oh, wow. You're saying they're too low. Yeah, you could argue them higher. But Dodgers 8, Blue Jays 9, and Yankees 10. I guess you can argue the Padres above the Cardinals and maybe even the White Sox.
All right. Not the list I was expecting, but I'm getting to mine. Leading off with the Bo Sox. Probably aren't going to be slipping out of the one spot for a while.
Yeah.
Followed by the Giants, who are still on a tear. Padres, Dodgers, Cardinals, Mets, White Sox, Astros, A's, Indians. How are you laughing at, cocksuckers?
I don't know. That cough made me laugh, but Indians, top 10? I don't know about that, but they are playing decent. But top 10? On a 3-game skid?
I like what I see from Cleveland.
All right. Fair enough. You can get ready to put the Nats in number 1. Just kidding.
Dude, you got to stop with that shit. You got to stop with that shit. Your team is sitting in dead last. I don't care if you're tied for dead last one day and the next day you're back to 5 games back. Your team is a bottom feeder in 2021, and the day you accept that is the day we'll all be fine.
I'm just joshing around, buddy. But you can get ready to put them in number 1. Anyway, moving on to the team of the week.
Give it another decade.
Moving on to the team of the week. I got the San Diego Padres. 5-1. Beat the Rockies 2-1 and swept the very hot Cardinals team 3-0.
So, that was impressive.
It was. And they did it without Tatis. But, yeah, I mean, they're a half a game behind San Fran in the division, and everybody's kind of heating up for him. Cronenworth's been hitting well. Machado's still trying to find his stroke. Grisham's been hitting well. And their pitching has been doing pretty solid. So, San Diego on the rise. The Dodgers lost to the Marlins last night. So, they're still not completely looking like the dominant Dodgers yet. So, honestly, that division could be up for grabs if the Dodgers fall behind and maybe San Diego gets a big lead. But I got them as my team of the week.
I like that. I think that's a good pick. Yeah, 7 of their last 10, 3-game streak. Sitting in second, probably will float back between them and the Giants for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
But getting into my team of the week, I do have the Astros, as sad as it is for me to say that. 8 of their last 10, 6-game winning streak. Came back from being 18-17. So that was real nice week of baseball for them. The A's are still holding the first place spot, though, in the West. So we'll see how long that lasts. But I do think the Astros are for real this year. And it's tough for me to say because I do not respect teams for cheating. I know they haven't been the first, and I won't harp on it too much. But on the flip side, I love to see it when they're proving people wrong. And that they can do it without. What's that?
Go Astros.
All right.
I'm a Stros guy. I'm a Stros kind of guy.
Yeah, said you were a Dodgers fan the other day when the Phils kicked your asses.
I was just fucking around, but I am a Stros kind of guy because everybody's hating on him. So you know what? I'm going to show him some love. So go Stros. I love Bregman. Altuve.
I had mixed emotions about it. Like I said,
I don't really like Altuve that much. He's kind of a tool bag, but
I respect the hell out of him, man. Other than the cheating, I respect him.
Yeah, well, honestly, it's in the past. I think people should just get over it. And my team beat him in the World Series. If they would have beat us, maybe I'm singing a little different tune. But go Stros for now, because everybody's hating on him, so I got to show him some love.
And they're in the West. Like it affects your shit squad or anything.
Yeah. Forgot we're a shit squad. Now, I know we already have the same pitcher performance of the week because you told me yours and I stole it because I couldn't find a better one. So go ahead and go over that.
Well, I know you were harping on Fetty. I hope that was a bunch of cap, but I was joking.
It was a good pitch. Cole.
Nah, it was a good game. All jokes aside, Fetty did throw a nice game. I think it was 5 years overdue. But nonetheless, Garrett Cole, 8 innings pitched, 4 hits, no earned runs, 12 Ks. That was on May the 12th. And, yeah, that's my pitcher performance of the week. Not a surprise, for being honest here.
Yeah, and he did it against the division rival, the Rays. So
yes, he did.
That's what I had too, because it doesn't get much better than that, unless he could have got the 9-inning shutout. But I mean, I got a few guys I wanted to talk about that are playing hot, and then a few guys that are cold right now. So go over them. One guy that's been really hot, Nolan Arenado. And I love to see it because everybody's been saying, I just want to see him do well so people will shut up about Coors.
I've always been a Nado fan. I think he's fitting really well into St. Louis as well. So it's cool to see.
He got a 148 WRC plus, a 1.9 WAR, 9 taters, 300 at average. And I'm sure he's doing really well defensively. Wow, actually, 0 defensive run save right now. That's weird. I mean, not bad, but not his usual elite
status. I'm not even surprised.
Not his usual elite status. But, I mean, he doesn't really look like he's getting infected at all. He's still hitting the ball really hard. All of his stats are there, so I'm glad. And another guy, hell yeah, another guy who's been raking lately is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he has been. I think I want to say 3 of his last 4 games have been homers. Is that right?
I think so. I think he had a 2-homer game a few days ago.
4 homers in the last 3 games. That's what it was against the O's.
Well, he has – let me find that one. Here it is. In his last 7 games, he has a 421 WRC+, plus, a 571 average, a 654 on-base percentage, and a 1333 slugging percentage with 5 homers. Holy shit.
The Judge is back.
Yeah. Is and I love to see it. I like Judge. He's fun.
And he's great with the glove. But
yep, he is a rare specimen in our day and age. He's a generational player to say the least.
And Trey Turner, he's been raking. He has been raking.
Yeah. That one pains me to admit, but he is raking.
Bring up
the special thing about him, and I think I've said this a few times, is it is a rare, and it has always been a rare combination for as long as baseball has been around to have a player that can run and hit for power. And he brings both of those along with the average and the glove. And he is the definition of a five-tool player.
Yeah, he's hitting .467 in his last seven games, .248 WRC plus, two bombs. He's really been carrying the Nats lineup at the leadoff spot, and I love to see it. And another guy who's been raking that I kind of like to see, Mitch Haniger, 12 dingers on the year, .256 WRC plus in his last seven games. He's been raking. And I think Seattle is going to be really good in a few years. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with all their outfielders, because they got Kelnick, Kyle Lewis, Julio Rodriguez, Mitch Haniger. But I'll imagine somebody will go to DH, and they're going to have a scary lineup in a few years.
You're damn right they will. Just a matter of time, and hell, they're fucking due for a good season.
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah, and Mike Trout.
Jump back into the NL East here.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Jump back into the NL East here. Nothing too crazy. I still very impressed Nick Maton. No bias on that. .381 in the last seven games. Got the call up, say, about a month ago, roughly a month ago, and he's been delivering, man. Even, like, clutch late in games, he's been delivering.
Yeah, I like him. He plays hard from what I've seen. He made a really nice diving play against us, and he kind of looks like a Phillies kind of guy, so I like him. And yeah, he's hitting really well, and he played really well yesterday. He hit two dingers, I think.
Yeah, along with the bat, he is showing glove work. He is showing nice glove work, and it's good to see, because you got guys like Segura who can't catch a goddamn pop up to save his life.
Hell yeah, him and Girardi were getting into it in the dugout.
They were, and it was crazy because right before the game, they were showing a little press conference with Girardi pregame. And he was saying how he told the guys, we need to catch the baseball. And he said they've been working hard. I mean, I don't doubt that they are. They just need to catch the ball. Little do you know, two innings into the game, I think it was the second inning, pop up in front of Segura, jogs half-ass, gets under his glove. What do you think was going to happen, dude? You think he wasn't going to give you hell? Just pat you on the back and say it's okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what do you expect?
But, yeah, nonetheless, Maton hitting the shit out of the ball. Let's hope he keeps it up.
Well, one topic I wanted to go over is the A's possibly relocating.
Yeah, to – was it Vegas?
Oh, I heard Vegas. That would be really cool, I think. I wonder if they would, like, keep the A's name, like, if they would just be called the Las Vegas Athletics, or if they would get a whole new name. Or
Las Vegas Athletics sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I think Vegas should have a team. They got a team in football. They got a team in hockey. I think baseball should give them one. I think we should just expand the league to like 32 teams or something and do – I don't know how you do that with divisions. But football does it. Oh, yeah, I guess you can do four divisions of four in each league.
Speaking of divisions and jumping into playoffs, you were telling me about next year's playoff format. You want to explain that to the fans?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just going to be like 2020 pretty much. That's what I heard. I don't think it's like official yet, but I heard somebody saying after this year it's probably going to go back to the best eight teams make it, and then the best two out of threes in the first round instead of the wild card, which is, I don't know. I kind of like it, but I kind of don't.
It's good for the inconsistent teams that end around 500, cough, cough, Phillies.
It is, but it kind of takes away the meaning of having divisions.
That's true.
Unless they do it like the division winners, no matter what, get the top three seeds. Like, even if the teams
other teams have better records than them. If you won your division, you're getting one of the top three seeds.
That's that would be cool. You were about to touch up on Mike Trout, though. I know he's 2 for his last 21. Looks like he's in a major slump.
Yeah, and he's still leading in WRC plus, even though he's slumping that hard.
And he's batting .333.
Yep, that's how good he was playing. But yeah, 0.95 average in his last 7 games.
And it won't even fucking matter.
Nope. No, it will not. And
in all honesty here, do we think the Angels are going to make a playoff push?
No. I thought they might. I mean, they can. I don't want to say no chance, but with how well the A's and the Astros are playing, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's kind of like how it stands for a lot of teams. If you pick up some pitching at the deadline, maybe another bat piece, maybe. But not seeing any dominance from the A's or the Angels to this point.
Yeah, they just don't have enough pitching. Well, one guy who has been pitching really well lately that started off shitty is Mad Bum. He's bouncing back really nice. I think he's given up 3 runs in his last 5 starts.
Hey, we called it, man. Preseason, yeah. That's one of the guys we were looking for was Mad Bum.
Yeah, he's pitching. I think he's pitching today or tomorrow. But he's been pitching really well. And I love it. I kind of liked when – yeah, he's pitching today. And
against who?
Against the Dodgers.
Oh.
Let's see if he shuts them down. And the Nats start a 4-game set with the Cubbies today. The Braves and the Mets start a 3-game set, I believe. 3-game set. Giants are playing the Reds. White Sox, Twins. Yankees, Rangers. Indians, Angels, Rockies, Pods, and Tigers, Mariners.
Rockies, Pods might be a good series. I know the record doesn't say the Rockies are all doing all that well, but I do think that team is slept on.
Well, they've actually had the hardest, because I was looking at the strength of schedule thing, and they've had the hardest record or the hardest schedule so far this year.
Yeah, they're a slept-on team, and they can do a lot of damage. I mean, we saw that. You had guys like Tapia walking us off.
Slap Tapia.
Yep.
Well, the Nats, good news for the Nats and Nats fans. Strasburg had a rehab start in our AAA team, I think, the other day, and he threw like 5 shutout innings, 75 pitches. So he should be coming back soon in the next week or so. Then Fetty's going to get moved to the bullpen, and we're going to be looking pretty good with the big 3 back. Don't fuck with us.
We'll fuck with you when you're still bottom feeders.
Our bottom feeders.
You are. You have the 4th worst record in the league. Now, I'm not saying it means all that much in May, but it's kind of an indicator how your season's going to go.
I remember us being 19-31 and winning the World Series.
I know. But you also had Rendon then. You also had a healthy rotation.
Our rotation will be healthy when Strasburg comes back, hopefully.
Let's just hope it doesn't affect his play.
Well, he's been injured his whole career, so. Well, another thing, the NL East is why we're talking about the Nats. The NL East is looking crazy because yesterday the Mets, Phillies, and Braves lost. The Nats caught the dub. We gained some ground, and the Fish caught the dub, so they gained some ground as well. And this division just stays separated by 3 games, and it's the closest division in baseball. Maybe you can argue the AL East. That's been really exciting with Boston, Toronto, New York, and Tampa Bay. Well, this division's been in
everybody's kind of just playing like shit right now.
AL West looks pretty good too.
Yeah, the AL West does look fun because Seattle's kind of staying in it, and I wouldn't count out the Angels quite yet.
Well, I don't think anyone predicted the Giants to be leading the division right now.
I don't think they're going to stay there, but I mean, hey, they can. I think they're going to be like in the race enough at the trade deadline that they might be buyers and not sellers.
It'd be cool to see.
And St. Louis, they've kind of slowed up as of late, but they're still leading by 2 games over Milwaukee.
I'd rather face the Giants in the wild card.
Than who?
The Padres or the Dodgers?
Well, you'd probably have to face Kevin Gausman. I'd imagine if they did make it to the wild card, he'd be their guy.
No doubt.
Gausman versus Nola. Giants win 12-2. That'd be a good one.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm telling you, though, real shit, real shit. I do see the Phillies squeezing in to the wild card.
I don't see it. NL is just too strong.
That's true. But I think if we catch lightning in a bottle towards the last couple months, we could, you know, squeeze in by a game or so.
You definitely have a chance, but if I was putting money on it, I'd definitely have to take the Dodgers, Padres, and one of the Braves or Mets over you.
We'll see what happens, pal. I know you guys are me sitting on the couch jerking each other in October.
I doubt. We're going to be freaking popping the champagne, asshole. We are going to be popping the World Series champs again.
Holy shit. It's a fucking laugh.
Screw you, man. With your 11-year playoff drought, get out of here.
That one hurts. That one hurts.
You know what our playoff drought is? 1 year. 1 year. I can taste the World Series in my mouth still. I can taste the victory.
You're going to be the guy that's fucking 35, 40 years old that's still talking about Nats World Series from 2019.
That's fucking true. That's funny because it's true. Dude. I got to flex my World Series, all right? It's at the prime
of
my...
You can for the time being. For the time being, but sooner or later, it's going to get to the point where it's old news and your team's going to have to look reality in the mirror. And
realize well, actually, that... we're defending 162-game champs.
That's cool. You can enjoy that for now.
You know what you are?
A team that's going to squeeze into the wild card.
You're the defending fucking longest playoff drought in the National League.
Yeah, and the team that kicked your asses in the 3-game series.
Let's save this shit for the beginning of June for the next Phillies-Nats series preview. Let's fucking save it. But I don't – did we miss anything? We went over Pujols. We went over
Kelman. We need to get into Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with that.
12 homers for the guy.
I love talking about
it. And he's a pitcher.
I love – yeah, well, that's a weird question because when – if somebody asked you, if you had to qualify him as one position, is he a pitcher or is he a hitter? Because when I think of him, I'm thinking hitter.
Yeah, I definitely think of hitter more when I think of Shohei.
I think he'd be much better off just focusing on hitting and that's it. But he is pitching pretty solid, so why the hell not? And I want to see him keep compiling up these stats.
Yeah, a 200 strikeout, 40 homer season is looking more likely by the day. And that's history right there if it happens.
Well, I think he's just the first or one of five guys to have like 50 homers and 100 strikeouts.
It's so cool.
I know. He's a beast. The home run leaderboards are looking a little interested, and I definitely didn't expect to see Mitch Haniger up there. Definitely didn't expect to see Devers, Adolis Garcia, Jesus Aguilar, Brandon Crawford.
That one's a big shocker.
Ryan McMahon with 9 homers, your breakout call.
Yep. Yep, I was liking it from the start, man. He got a nice swing, lefty power. He actually almost won it for the Rockies yesterday. Had a nice liner up the middle. It got down. I think the guy's name was Joe that led off the inning with a double down the left field line. Never heard of him. Last name was Joe.
On who? Lead off. What team is he on?
Rockies.
His last name is Joe?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I saw somebody in MLB The Show in a battle royale, Jeff, with the last name Joe, and he had like a weird first name. That was a Connor Joe. Connor Joe, outfielder.
Yeah, it's got to be him.
He has long black hair.
Yeah, look at his face. I'll show you. Look.
Yep, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Yep. He led off the bottom of the ninth with a double. Ryan McMahon came up, hit a bullet to center field, and he only got the third out of it, which brought up Trevor Story, who choked with a pop-up to shortstop, and then the Reds turned an insane double play to end the game. So, but back to my point, Ryan McMahon, breakout player from the start, had a feeling about it, and he's proven me right.
Well, you better be tuning into the Nats game later with no fills on.
I will.
7:40, I'm going to be plugged up and work. John Lester and Kyle Schwarber make their Wrigley Field return.
I will be cheering on the Cubs like madmen.
Fuck you. We're getting the win.
Hey. Who they got on the hill?
They got Adbert Alzole. I don't know how to say his name.
Nice butcher. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of him. I just don't know how to freaking say his name. And then tomorrow we got Corbin versus Zach Davies. Then Scherzer versus Arrieta. And then Joe Ross versus Trevor Williams.
That'll be an interesting series. I'm not going to lie. It's not something I can predict, to be honest with you. If I had to give my best guess, I'd say you guys take them in 3 games.
It's 4 game series.
Oh, 4 game? Then I'm calling a split.
Well, pitching matchups really match up well. It's like Scherzer faces Arrieta, Ross faces Williams, Corbin faces Davies. I think they all match up well. And if our offense can heat up in Wrigley, I think because Schwarber's been hot, and I think going back to Wrigley, he's going to rake the ball some more.
I could see it.
Well, I don't really got anything else if you're trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we stated everything that was cool that happened in the last week. Let's hope our teams can continue to win.
Damn right.
I don't think it'll matter if your team catches a few W's per week. Nice little charity there.
Dude, we're coming for your throat. You're 1 game above 500. Get off your high horse.
It doesn't matter, man. At the end of the year, it's standings that matter.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you in September. We still got 15 bucks on it, buddy. Who's got the better record? And it's going to be the Nats.
I love that you're not pussing out of this bet, because
pussing out, I raise it to 50.
You're bullshit.
I'll raise it to 600.
Now I know you're big bullshit. I'll raise it to 50.
I'll give you these fucking shoes if you
look like a baby just fucking took a shit on them.
Dude, what do you mean? They're like white. I barely even wore them. There's like one little speck on it. Fuck off.
They're actually kind of clean. You'll bet those shoes on the outcome of the NL East.
Nah, I'm just kidding. How about we just stick to the 15? Actually, fuck it. I'll raise it to 30.
So I was going to say, I mean, your team is worth 15 bucks and change, but we'll raise it to 30.
Double it.
We'll go 30 bucks.
Damn,
there
right
you have it, ladies and gents.
You heard it here. This guy sucks. Nobody likes the Phillies.
I like it like that. Now, if you're not from this area, well, you are from this area. You just choose to be a cocksucker, but
yeah, you wish I was a Phillies fan, but I'm not falling into that death trap. I knew it when I was a youngster that they were gonna.
Nah, fuck. If you don't want to be a fan, we don't want you a fan.
Good. I'm gonna show up to your ballpark in July and take a shit right in Ashburn Alley.
I knew you were going to fucking say that. I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Great in Ashburn Alley. Just kidding. Well, I got to start getting ready for work, honestly. So if you don't got anything else, I have said everything I need to.
Nope.
The people.
Once again, another great week of baseball. Let's hope for some more exciting moments in the greatest game that this earth has to offer.
Yes, sir.
Get outside. It's nice as hell out.
Got some grass. Yo. I was thinking that same shit.
Anyways, we'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good week.
All right, guys. See you next week. Later.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.